Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with Security Shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go!
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erleada may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erleada can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erleada is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erleada.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.
What is happening? Welcome to the Plus Pitch Podcast, your morning pitching podcast from PitcherList.com. My name is Nick Pollock. Today is May 10th, and happy Friday, everybody, because we are going to talk about baseball. We have so many guys going today and tomorrow that are really fun, but first we have to talk about Slade Cecione really quickly, because he went 5.1 innings of one earned run, 3 hits, 3 walks, and 2 Ks in Cincinnati. And you're wondering, wait, hold on a second. He's had 4 starts this year. Sure, one was bad against the Yankees, but the other two combined for 3 earned runs. Is this actually a guy? No. I mean, no. It's 4 whiffs, 18% CSW, and 78 pitches. And he does have a good defense behind him, but his fastball is just, you know, it is what it is. And that fastball just isn't very good. There are no real whiffs for sustainability, I think, for Slade Cecione. He has an opportunity at the moment. At some point, Eduardo Rodriguez returns. Ryan Nelson's going to return. And the whole thing is just don't go with Slade. Okay, cool. Eric Fetty against the Guardians rebounded because if you remember the last start, his command was really bad. This one was good. 6 innings, 0 runs, 6 hits, 0 walks, and 3 Ks. Proud of him for doing it. He goes against the Nationals next, and that's kind of a revenge game for him. Remember, of course, he was on the Nationals before he went to the KBO and then, of course, the White Sox. So that's a solid stream. That's like a bottom of probable, maybe top of questionable, I think, for Eric Fetty. They're probably top of questionable. Pablo Lopez got the King Cole at just 33% CSW yesterday because we only had a handful of games. This was opposite Logan Gilbert, who did terribly, but Pablo Lopez did the good stuff. I mean, he didn't dominate with four seamers as much, but he had good secondaries, and that's really, really cool. Cal Quantrill against the Giants had another good outing. That's 2 straight. This one was in Coors, got the win. 6 innings, 1 earned run, 5 hits, 3 walks, and 5 Ks. He gets the gold star because he was able to jam right-handers with sinker, something he's been struggling with this year. He's a streamer for a dire Sunday. that's really it. Who cares? I try to think of something more creative about this, but like sinkers can find outs, guys. If you see someone who's just kind of finding his way through starts and not really getting whiffs or being dominant, it's usually because it's a sinker that finds gloves. That's what I used to do. Okay. Tobias Myers against the Cardinals, 4 innings, 1 earned run, 3 hits, 4 walks, and 6 strikeouts. 8 whiffs, 32% CSW. This was closer to what I like. He has a elite four seamer, I think, as far as attributes go, save for velocity. And he only threw 28 of them. I'm a little surprised by that from Tobias Myers. A lot of his damage came from cutters over the plate and just kind of inefficiency. Going 84 pitches for just 4 innings. He's a rookie. This is his fourth ever start. It was against the Cardinals, a little bit more of a gift in that way, but better than the previous one. The previous one was absolutely terrible for Tobias Myers. Hopefully he takes another step forward in his next outing. Michael Wacha, against the Angels, 6 innings, 2 earned runs, 3 hits, 5 walks, did not get a win, just 6 Ks. It was a better start for Wacha because his command was, well, it was weird. It was more in the zone, but it was clumped together. He was throwing harder, 1 to 2 ticks on the four-seamer to 94 and above as opposed to like 92 and change. So that's cool. He does get the Mariners next. I'm okay with that start. I'm not super excited by it, though, for Michael Wacha. We have Ronel Blanco against the Yankees. Got the win, 5.2 innings, Philly. 2 earned runs, 4 hits, 4 walks, and 5 Ks. Allowed a home run to Anthony Volpe. That was just over the short porch and right. He did a really fun thing here of not using his four-seamer much and only using it right at the top of the zone. I love that. And then utilize sliders and changeups. They're not really the best ones, but yeah, it was a cool kind of neckbeard approach of just not giving in to the Yankees a ton. And they needed that, the Astros. They were about to get swept for the second time by the Yankees this series. Absolutely bonkers. And Ronel Blanco stepping up this year is a huge, huge thing for them. Ben Lively against the White Sox nearly gave us a very, very, very poor quality start. And that's essentially you go. A very poor quality start is 1.5 whip at exactly 6 innings and exactly 300 runs. And every base runner after 9 gets another V. So 11 base runners, 5.2 innings of 300 runs. Ben Lively, this is it, guys. He was already going to be a bench for the Rangers next, and yeah, just no. Hunter Green got 18 whiffs, so you think, oh, he's totally fine, right? Gallows pull, everything's great. This was against Arizona in Cincinnati. 5 innings, 300 runs, 4 hits, 5 walks, 6 Ks. It was 95-96 on the fastball. You're like, wait a second, this is Hunter Green. Isn't he supposed to like throw like, 199? Yeah, he's supposed to sit like 97-98. That fastball had a 44% strike rate. It had 2 inches less IVB. And remember, this is the thing that got me more excited about Hunter Green. Talking about him with Eno Saris on The Craft last week. That fastball was a game changer for him. And this is terrible. We actually have a new stat called PLV Location Plus that we haven't quite showcased yet. It's in the Pitcherlist Labs right now. And it's on the 100, you know, scale of like normal, like plus stats. And 80 is so bad. Yeah, like really, really, really bad. 20% worse location than the average one. So yeah, not fun for Hunter Green. And I was getting more enthused by him. Now I'm a little bit less, but maybe it's just a weird night for that fastball. And that's that. Marcus Stroman against the Astros. 5.2 innings of 400 runs, 9 hits, 2 walks, and 5 Ks. It's another start of no secondary stepping up and being that major addition for Stroman. It's a little bit frustrating. It's 3 straight starts of that. Hopefully that gets better. Reed Demers, Sonny Gray, and Keaton Wynn with Logan Gilbert. The last 4 we're going to talk about from Thursday's games. I'm going to go over all of those after this break.
For those who embrace the impossible, the Defender 110 is up for the adventure. This iconic vehicle has been redefined with a modern design that lets you go further and do more. The exterior is reimagined with compelling proportions and precise detailing, complemented by an interior built with integrity. The Defender capability is legendary. Whether you're facing off-road challenges or harsh weather conditions, its durability has been tested to the extreme. Powerful innovations like the intuitive driver display and award-winning infotainment system keep you connected. Innovative camera technologies deliver unobstructed views and effortless maneuvering. And robust cargo capacity means more room for your gear. Ready for a wide range of adventures, the Defender family features the 2-door Defender 90, the Defender 110, and the Defender 130, which seats up to 8. To drive the Defender is to explore with greater confidence. Push what's possible with a vehicle made to go further. The Defender 110. Learn more at LandRoverUSA.com/Defender.
Spectrum Business knows small business owners have to do it all. Get Spectrum One for Business. Just $49.99 a month for internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for a year. Learn more at Spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are. Go, 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 go! Go.
With Erlita, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erlita is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43926-7V1.
Hulu is coming in hot this month with new shows, new movies, and all new seasons of your faves. Don't miss FX's Clipped, the story of one NBA team's racial reckoning, starring Lawrence Fishburne. Stream a new season of Shoresy, the underdog hockey comedy that might just knock your teeth out. Then catch the high-speed drama Ferrari, starring Adam Driver and Penelope Cruz. Kick your streaming into high gear this month with so much new stuff to watch on Hulu.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
Reed Demers went against the Royals, and once again, the command isn't there. 5 innings, 6 runs, 7 hits, 2 walks, 5 Ks. This is the worry that we had with Reed Demers. It was so exciting for the fastball upstairs early, and the IVB was there and all that kind of stuff, but then he just isn't doing the thing with his whiffs. With his slider, getting whiffs down and into right-handers and away from left-handers. The curveball isn't good enough. The changeup isn't good enough. Like, there are moments when everything clicks and it's awesome, but he's a cherry bomb. Do what you want with that. Sonny Gray against the Brewers, 5 innings of 6 runs as well, and 7 hits and 1 walk in 6 Ks. So slightly better, but still pretty bad. This is Sonny Gray. He had a couple of pitches down the middle and it wasn't good, and that's it. You know, like, you should feel good about it. I was hoping to say that he was an ace of good ace because he's been so good since debuting this season, but nope. We start him easily against the Angels next, though, of course. Keaton Wynn against the Rockies in Coors. So remember the previous start? It was bad weather. He didn't pitch his best. And I was pretty harsh with him on the list. I was harsh with him because after the top 60 or so, I mean, you guys can just interchangeably move them around for the most part. And Keaton Wynn saw a massive drop. I took him off the list because I didn't want to start him in Coors here. And yeah, this was terrible. 3.2 innings of 7 runs. 8 hits, 0 walks, and just 1 strikeout. How am I supposed to butter my bread with this? I kind of see Keaton Wynn as a splitter first guy, which is so rare. And when that's not doing good things inside the zone, there's nothing to save him. So I'm not a huge Keaton Wynn fan. It's not a massive shock to me that he got destroyed. I mean, this is 7 runs and 3.2 innings. I'm surprised by, of course, but it's not as, you know, as shocking as, say, Logan Gilbert going 4 innings of 8 runs. 9 innings, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. He also got a share of the Gallows play, 18 whiffs. But yeah, he threw so many sliders in the zone. And it worked. And that's why he has all these whiffs. But everything else, the cutter and the four-seamer just got trounced inside the zone. So you just gotta move forward and brush this one aside. It's two guys, Logan Gilbert and Sonny Gray, that were on the verge of AGA. Actually, Logan Gilbert just got the AGA tag. And now, of course, he does this. So unfortunate. It's how it goes. We move on. Looking forward to today and tomorrow's games. The main change from today is that Jameson Taillon is not pitching for the Cubs. He's TBD to me now, to find out now. I was able to find out a little bit more. Essentially, it's possible he starts on Sunday. He might be pushed back longer. But it's something that is not too serious, I don't think. But monitor that. Hopefully he's all right and doesn't go on the IL. Tomorrow's starting pitchers, we have Cole Reagans, Tarek Skubal, Max Fried, Kevin Gausman, Freddy Peralta, Justin Steele, and Bryce Miller. All of those are clear auto starts. Probable start you have is Nick Lodolo against the Giants in Oracle Park. Yeah, I love that. John Means looking great last time, gets Arizona. Sure, Nestor Cortez at the Tampa Bay Rays. Paul Skeens against the Cubs in PNC Park. Oh my gosh, that is fun. And yeah, probable start. I usually say for rookies, you do not do this. You do not go after it. There are too many variables. However, with like Paul Skeens, Jackson Jobe, Christian Scott, and Jared Jones, those guys are all certainly above all the other prospects at the moment. Maybe Jacob Mizorowski, even he's kind of a command weirdness. Skeens, you just do this. It's fantasy baseball, and he is absolutely a guy you put in your lineup because you just want to cheer as loud as possible that he's on your team. So start him. I mean, probably start against the Cubs, okay? Andrew Heaney is our stream pick of the day in Coors, and I'm doing that because his Blake Snell blueprint has been there for four straight starts now, and Colorado is not so scary in Coors. I know they just trounced Keaton Wynn, but I think Andrew Heaney is a better pitcher than Keaton Wynn. You have questionable starts here. Christian Javier coming back from the IL, which is very exciting, against the Detroit Tigers. I'm excited for it. He also is not an efficient pitcher generally, and I also think that the pitch count's going to be a little bit lower because this is a still ill. So it does mean that he's in the top of questionable. You have Tristan McKenzie at Chicago White Sox, Kyle Gibson at Milwaukee Brewers, Tymon Walker at Miami Marlins, Cooper Criswell versus the Nationals, Tyler Anderson versus the Kansas City Royals, Jesus Luzardo, versus the Philadelphia Phillies. Christian Scott, that's also still ill, by the way, and I just don't really want to go for that. I mean, with Anderson, Criswell, Walker, Gibson, McKenzie, these guys are all in decent matchups, and they can go 5-6 innings, so that's why they're here, but I don't really like any of their skill sets. You have Christian Scott against Atlanta. I think there is some surprise factor to be had here for Christian Scott, not to mention Atlanta is a weird, it's weird offense at the moment. So, it's one of those things where Christian Scott could just kind of do surprisingly well still. Mason Black, I didn't know he didn't do well in his debut, but this is Cincinnati in Oracle Park, which is a lot better. James Paxton maybe gets a win against the Padres, even though I don't really like where he is at. You have Zach Littell against the Yankees. That could be okay. He's fine as a starter. He's really a Toby, and the Yankees are pretty good, so you don't want to avoid it, but whatever. And Simeon Woods Richardson, even though I don't like him, I think that the Jays are really bad right now, and he surprised us last time out. And the do not start here, Ryan Nelson against the Orioles. It's in Baltimore, but it's the Orioles, so you don't really want to do it. They are worse against righties, but Ryan Nelson hasn't clicked fully yet. Alex Wood has had some magic against the Mariners. Mike Clevenger, I just don't want to start ever. And it's the Guardians. You have Jake Irvin against the Red Sox in Fenway. Irvin has had some weirdness, so maybe that works, but don't. Matt Waldron is a knuckleballer, which you could argue gives some a weird advantage against the Dodgers because at least there's a variable there that could make him squeak out a successful start, but my gosh, if it's bad, it is so bad. And then you have Ryan Feltner in Coors, and he did not do well outside of Coors against bad offenses, and now he has to go into Coors against a good offense. That is the Rangers, so no, thank you. That is it for today. I have to go record the SP Fab forecast now. That's only for PL Pro members, but that is where you're going to get my two start rankings for next week, my full sit and start grid for the entire week next week, way before schedule, so to help you out with your fab decisions in your weekly leagues in 12 teamers and 15 teamers. And of course, I'm going to go through all the rostership of the main guys and who I would be focusing my bids on. That is it for today. Thank you all so much for listening. My name is Nick Pollock, and may your BABIPs be low and your strikeouts high.
Spectrum Business works with small businesses nationwide, so we know that running your own business means doing it all. Marketing, sales, inventory, customer service, and more. Spectrum One for Business helps you keep it all connected for just $49.99 a month. Get fast, reliable internet, advanced Wi-Fi with security shield, and a free mobile line for one low price. Stay connected and do it all with Spectrum One for Business. Only $49.99 a month. Go to spectrum.com/business to learn more. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
I've got prostate cancer, but I really wanted to make it to the big game with my grandson. And here we are.
Go, 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 go! Go.
With Erleada, apalutamide, being there is possible. Erleada is a prescription medicine used to treat prostate cancer that has spread to other parts of the body and still responds to a medical or surgical treatment that lowers testosterone. Erlita may cause serious side effects, including heart disease, stroke, or severe skin reactions, which can lead to death, falls, fractures, and seizure. Seek immediate medical attention if you experience symptoms of a stroke or severe rash. Erlita can cause harm to or loss of an unborn baby. Common side effects were fatigue, joint pain, rash, decreased appetite, weight loss, high blood pressure, hot flash, and diarrhea. Ask your doctor if Erlita is right for you. Or tap this ad to visit Erlita.com. CP43-9267-V1.
Hey parents, Greenlight is here to take one big thing off your to-do list, teaching your kids about money. With a Greenlight debit card and money app of their own, kids and teens learn to earn, save, and invest. You can send money instantly, set flexible controls, and get real-time notifications of your kids' money activity. Set up chores and put allowance on autopilot to reward them for their hard work. Then, learn about the world of money together. Get 1 month free when you sign up at greenlight.com/podcast.
The living room is where you make life's most beautiful memories. But your sofa shouldn't be the one remembering them. The new life-resistant, high-performance furniture collection from Ashley is designed to withstand all the spills, slip-ups, and muddy paws that come with the best parts of life. Ashley high-performance sofas and recliners are soft, on-trend, and easy to clean. Shop the high-performance furniture in-store or online at ashley.com. Ashley, for the love of home.